it, hissed Kanina. It's just the luggage, said Rincewind wearily. Does it belong to you? Not really. Sort of. Is it dangerous? The luggage shuffled round to stare at her again. There's two schools of thought about that, said Rincewind. There's some people who say it's dangerous and others who say it's very dangerous. What do you think? The luggage raised its lid a fraction. The luggage was made from the wood of the sapient pear tree, a plant so magical that it had nearly died out on the disc and survived in only one or two places. It was a sort of Rose Bay willow herb, only instead of bomb sites, it sprouted in areas that had seen vast expenditures of magic. Wizards' staves were traditionally made of it. So was the luggage. Among the luggage's magical qualities was a fairly simple and direct one. It would follow its adopted owner anywhere. Not anywhere in any particular set of dimensions, or country, or universe, or lifetime. Anywhere. It was about as easy to shake off as a head cold, and considerably more unpleasant. The luggage was also extremely protective of its owner. It would be hard to describe its attitude to the rest of creation, but one could start with the phrase bloody-minded malevolence and work up from there. Kanina stared at that lid. It looked very much like a mouth. I think I'd vote for terminally dangerous, she said. It likes crisps, volunteered Rincewind, and then added, well, that's a bit strong, it eats crisps. What about people? Oh, yeah, and people. About 15 so far, I think. Were they good or bad? Just dead, I think. It also does your laundry for you. You put your clothes in and they come out washed and ironed. And covered in blood? You know, that's the funny thing, said Rincewind. The funny thing? Repeated Kanina, her eyes not leaving the luggage. Yes, because, you see, the inside isn't always the same. It's sort of multidimensional, and... How does it feel about women? Oh, it's not choosy. It ate a book of spells last year, sulked for 3 days, and then spat it out. It's horrible, said Kanina, and backed away. Oh, yes, said Rincewind, absolutely. I mean, the way it stares. It's very good at it, isn't it?
We must leave for Klatch, said a voice from the hatbox. One of those boats will be adequate. Commandeer it.
Rincewind looked at the dim, mist-wreathed shapes that loomed in the mist under a forest of rigging. Here and there, a riding light made a little fuzzy ball of light in the gloom. Hard to disobey, isn't it? Said Kanina. I'm trying, said Rincewind. Sweat prickled on his forehead.
Go aboard now, said the hat.
Rincewind's feet began to shuffle of their own accord.
Why are you doing this to me? He moaned.
Because I have no alternative, believe me. If I could have found an 8th-level mage, I would have done so. I must not be worn.
Why not? You are the Arch-Chancellor's hat.
And through me speak all the Arch-Chancellors who ever lived. I am the university. I am the law. I am the symbol of magic under the control of men, and I will not be worn by a sorcerer. There must be no more sorcerers. The world is too worn out for sorcery.
Kanina coughed. Did you understand any of that? She said cautiously.
I understood some of it, but I didn't believe it, said Rincewind. His feet remained firmly rooted to the cobbles.
They called me a figure hat.
The voice was heavy with sarcasm.
Fat wizards who betray everything the university ever stood for. And they called me a figure hat. Rincewind, I command you, and you, madam, serve me well and I will grant you your deepest desire.
How can you grant my deepest desire if the world's going to end?
The hat appeared to think about it.
Well, have you got a deepest desire that need only take a couple of minutes?
Look, how can you do magic? You're just a...
Rincewind's voice trailed off.
I am magic. Proper magic. Besides, you don't get worn by some of the world's greatest wizards for 2,000 years without learning a few things. Now, we must flee. But with dignity, of course.
Rincewind looked pathetically at Kanina, who shrugged again.
Don't ask me, she said. This looks like an adventure. I'm doomed to have them, I'm afraid. That's genetics for you.
The study of genetics on the disc had failed at an early stage when wizards tried the experimental crossing of such well-known subjects as fruit flies and sweet peas. Unfortunately, they didn't quite grasp the fundamentals, and the resultant offspring, a sort of green bean thing that buzzed, led a short, sad life before being eaten by a passing spider.
But I'm no good at them. Believe me, I've been through dozens, Rincewind